Today's audio devotional was made possible thanks to the generous efforts and support of Belfield Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast and many others like it at devocast.com. Thanks for listening. I will arise and go to my Father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Luke 15:18-19. Almighty and most merciful Father, I have sinned and strayed from your ways like a lost lamb. I have all too often followed the desires of my own heart and offended your holy laws. I have not done those things which I ought to have done, and I have done those things which I ought not to have done. There is no health in me. Have mercy on this miserable offender, O Lord. Spare me, O God, as I confess my failings. Restore this sorrowful person according to your promises given to me in Christ Jesus my Lord. Most merciful Father, grant for his sake that I may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Grant me peace and pardon, merciful Lord, that I might be cleansed from all my sin and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. The lesson is from the book of Psalms.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Meditate and dwell on what you're paying attention to in God's Word. How has it connected with your heart or mind? O God, you are the author of peace and lover of harmony. Knowing you determines my eternal life, and in your service is perfect freedom. Defend me, your humble servant, from all of the assaults of my enemies. I trust in you alone for my defense, so that I will not fear the power of any of my adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. O Lord, my heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought me to the beginning of this day. Defend me today with your almighty power and grant that I not fall into any sin or run into any kind of danger. Instead, grant that all my actions be ordered by your governance to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. God of history, you gave glimpses of your redemption plan in the symbols and ceremonies of the Old Testament law. You sparked hope and faith in your prophets. I thank you that these lights have been eclipsed by the brilliance of my Savior Jesus Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection. You, Heavenly Master, King of the ages, give to human beings glory and honor and authority over the creatures upon the earth. Lord, direct the plans of governments according to what is good and pleasing in your sight, so that by devoutly administering in peace and gentleness the authority that you have given them, all may experience your mercy. You, who alone are able to do these and even greater good things for me, I praise through the high priest and benefactor of my life, Jesus Christ, through whom be the glory and the majesty to you both now and forever and ever. O God, the Father of heaven, have mercy upon me, a miserable sinner. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon me, a miserable sinner. O God, the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son, have mercy upon me, a miserable sinner. O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon me, a miserable sinner. Spare me, good Lord. Spare your people whom you have redeemed with your most precious blood, and don't be angry with me forever. Spare me, good Lord, from all evil and mischief, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from your wrath and from everlasting damnation, from all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness. Good Lord, deliver me. From fornication, all other deadly sin, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh and the devil, good Lord, deliver me. From lightning and storm, from disease, disaster and famine, from battle, murder, and sudden death, good Lord, deliver me. From all sedition, revolution, and rebellion, from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of your word and commandments, good Lord, deliver me. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy birth, circumcision, baptism, fasting, and temptation, good Lord, deliver me. By the agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection, ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, good Lord, deliver me. In my time of tribulation, in my time of wealth, in my hour of death, and in my day of judgment, good Lord, deliver me. I, a sinner, do plead with you to hear me, O Lord God. May it please you to rule and govern your holy church universal in the right way. I ask you to keep and strengthen your servants, my governing leaders, in the true worshiping of you, in righteousness and holiness of life. Please rule their heart in your faith, fear, and love, that they may evermore have faithful relations in you, and ever seek your honor and glory. May it please you to be their defender and keeper, giving them the victory over all our enemies. I ask you to please bless and preserve those in public service. Please illuminate all church leaders with true knowledge and understanding of your word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly. May it please you to fill the Congress and local government with grace, wisdom, and understanding. Please bless and keep the judiciary, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth. I ask you to please bless and keep all your people. May you please give to all nations unity, peace, and harmonious relations. I ask you to give me a heart to love and fear you, and diligently to live after your commands. Please give to all your people an increase of grace, to humbly hear your word, and to receive it with a pure desire that brings forth the fruit of the Spirit. Bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived, good Lord. Please strengthen those who take a stand for you, comfort and help the weak-hearted, and raise up those who fall and beat down Satan under my feet. I ask that you aid, help, and comfort all that are in danger, need, and tribulation. Good Lord, may it please you to preserve all those who are traveling, all pregnant women, all the sick and vulnerable, all the children and the elderly, and to show your pity upon all prisoners, slaves, and captives. Please defend and provide for the orphans and widows and all who are desolate and oppressed. Good Lord, please have mercy upon all people. I ask you to forgive my enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. Please give and preserve my use of the kindly fruits of the earth, so as in due time I may enjoy them. May it please you to give me true repentance, to forgive me all my sin, negligence, and ignorance, and to fill me with the grace of your Holy Spirit, and to amend my life according to your holy word. Son of God, I ask you to hear me. Please hear me, Son of God. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant me your peace. Risen Lord, have mercy upon me. O Christ, hear me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Christ, have mercy upon me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord, don't deal with me after my sins. Don't reward me after my iniquities. O God, merciful Father, who doesn't despise the sighing of a contrite heart, nor the desire of the sorrowful, mercifully assist my prayers that I make before you in all my troubles and adversities, whenever they oppress me, and graciously hear me, that those evils that the craft and subtlety of the devil or people who work against me would come to nothing, and by the providence of your goodness they may be dispersed, that I, your servant, being unhurt by persecutions, may evermore give thanks to you in your holy church, through Jesus Christ my Lord. O Lord, arise, help me, and deliver me for your name's sake. O God, I have heard with my ears, and my elders have declared to me the noble works that you did in their days and in the old time before them. O Lord, arise, help me, and deliver me for your honor. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. From my enemies defend me, O Christ. Graciously look upon my afflictions. Pitifully behold the sorrows of my heart. Mercifully forgive the sins of your people. Favorably and with mercy hear my prayers. O Son of David, have mercy upon me, both now and evermore, pledge to hear me, O Christ. O Lord, let your mercy be shown to me, as I do put my trust in you. I humbly entreat you, O Father, mercifully to look upon my infirmities, and for the glory of your name, turn away from me all those evils that I most righteously have deserved, and grant that in all my troubles I may put my whole trust and confidence in your mercy, and evermore may serve you in holiness and pureness of living, to your honor and glory, through my only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have given me grace at this time to make my common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son to send your Holy Spirit. Fulfill now, O Lord, my desires and petitions as may be best for me, granting me in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come, life everlasting. Pray to God freely about what has moved you today. Turn your thoughts to Him and enjoy His presence. We offer the following as prayer topic suggestions. For married couples, for a deeper understanding of God's love. Thank you for listening to DevoCast.